hudda.tv. Sheikh, we had a question from Sister Rosina from the United Arab Emirates. It's regarding family planning. She wanted to know, what's the rulings regarding family planning? What are the conditions set by Islam when somebody decides to go into this arena?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah ta'ala, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nasta'dihi wa nasta'firuhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi. ونصلي ونسلم على خاتم أنبيائه وسيد خلقه سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. All praise due to Allah, we praise Him and we seek His help. Whomsoever Allah guides is the truly guided one, and whomsoever Allah leaves astray, no one can show him guidance. May the best peace and blessings be upon Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. To answer this question, one first has to understand the purpose of marriage. Amongst the great objectives of getting married is of course to reproduce and preserve the existence of the humankind, that is through having children. We don't say there are certain people who are appointed for this task and others are exempted, but it is a duty of every Muslim family. And that's why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ordered us to get married once it is possible and once we have the means. He says sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, يَا مَعْشَرَ الشَّبَابِ مَنِ اسْتَطَاعَ مِنْكُمُ الْبَاءَةَ فَلِيَتَزَوَّجْ. O young men, whosoever amongst you is capable to get married, let him do it, let him get married. And the capability is both the financial and the physical capability, being able to have a complete intimate relationship with your spouse so that you'll be able to have children. In another hadith, he advised us to whom one should focus in the condition of getting married. تَنَاكَحُوا تَنَاسَلُوا تَكَاثَرُوا فَإِنِّي مُبَاهِمْ بِكُمُ الْأُمَمَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. In this hadith, the Prophet ﷺ indicated clearly the great objective of marriage, which is to reproduce children, because that would increase the number of the Muslim nation, which would please the heart of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and make him proud of us on the Day of Judgment. So basically it is the task of every couple. And it is not up to one to say, oh, I would like just to have one or two, a boy and a girl. You don't determine. It is up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some people, they spend their entire life trying to have a child and they fail. And they spend all their wealth trying to have a child and they fail. And others whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed with one and two and three, they say enough is enough and they try to quit. This is a gift that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has gifted us with. But we don't say that there is no conditions which would allow the person to go for either family planning or start conceiving period. Both are allowed in certain conditions. We'll go with the first one, which is the permanent treatment where a woman would never conceive. That's permissible if a woman is advised by her physician that you cannot conceive, you cannot bear any children, and if you do, there is a great risk against your life, against your health, you might die or whatever. So in this condition we'll say she has the right not to conceive and to go for a permanent operation where she doesn't have to go for the risk of conception. The second is temporary operation or family planning due to the following. If there is some chronic temporary health conditions advised by a physician that it is not really recommended for a woman to conceive right now to have children, in this case you may postpone it until the conditions are suitable. The second is some women, if they don't go for family planning or take the proper medication to postpone the process of conception, they conceive right away. Even after having another child, a few months later, she conceives once again. Islam allows a woman to take her time so that she will be able to breastfeed the newborn until the weaning age, so that he will be raised properly. So if this is a case, that's another permissible condition. But as far as going for a number, say enough is enough, now I have a boy and a girl, I got all what I need and I should stop, no. Also for material reasons, such as I'm afraid of poverty, I'm afraid I will not be able to send them to schools, this is actually an indication of weakness of one's iman. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informed us in the Qur'an in two verses. The two verses are amazing. One of them talks about that the provision of the children, or the fetus actually, comes before the parents. And the other verse, it informs us that your provision comes before them. One verse Allah says, نَحْنُ نَرْزُقُكُمْ وَإِيَّاهُمْ. It is us who will provide for you, then for them, for your children. So not be afraid. Basically, because the Arabic pagans before Islam used to bury their daughters alive out of fear of poverty, because only men would be able to work and earn and support the family or the clan, and women would only bring disgrace to the community. And Islam came to demolish all of that and prohibited it and made it the greatest sin after shirk. So basically Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala handled it from both angles. Once He said, don't you be afraid of provision. As we provide for you, we will provide for them. And in the other verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, نَحْنُ نَرْزُقُهُمْ وَإِيَّاكُمْ. We provide for them, meaning once there is conception, once the child is born, they come with their provision. And the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَنْ تَمُوتَ نَفْسٌ حَتَّى تَسْتَوْفِيَ رِزْقَهَا وَأَجَلَهَا. No one will die, as we say, without taking their full means of provision and lifespan. And everyone has a certain provision that is ordained for him or her way before the creation of the heavens and the earth, as we repeatedly say, 50,000 years. So that should not be a reason as why would Muslims go for family planning. So the only reason is to keep enough gap between the children so that they will be raised physically fit, and it will give the mother a break so that she will be able to breastfeed the child whom she's raising right now and maintain her health. Other than that, for out of fear of poverty, it is prohibited, whether it is temporary or permanent. And Allah knows best.
Jazakallah khair, Sheikh.